If I mention the town of South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, sports fans will know there is one iconic event that takes place there every summer. It's quite a spectacle in a town of only 6,000 people, and I'll take you there next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Until 1958, the Little League World Series was played at what is today Carl Stotts Field in Williamsport. But the crowds soon outgrew the facility.
It's called Howard J. Lomedy Stadium, and that's because Howard J. Lomedy's family were the ones who really donated the money to help purchase it. So it's been around since 1959. There's been some changes. It used to be wooden bleachers. Now they're concrete seating areas. Lights have been added.
Adam Thompson at the World of Little League Museum says the town of South Williamsport has about 6,000 people. A Little League World Series game here can draw multiple times that population.
The stadium itself holds about 3,600 people within the bleachers, but then you have the iconic hill where everybody sits that can hold upwards of like 40,000 people. So we've had like 45,000 people at a game.
The Little League program makes sure the teams that qualify can get here at little to no expense of their own.
We have facilities here for them to stay. So all the players actually, it's the equivalent of the Olympic Village, I guess you could say. So we have 5 dorms.
Even the travel for the teams that compete is covered.
We pay for all the teams to get here. That is fascinating to watch that all come together because we may not know some of the U.S. teams until like 5 days before the World Series starts. Somebody's on ready to go at any moment to either purchase tickets for airplanes, get charter planes.
Or a charter bus if the team is near Pennsylvania. There is a museum here that is open year-round so people can experience the magic that takes place every summer, a ritual that has been a staple of Little League baseball since the days just after World War II. Traveling the countryside in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.